Floating princess? Did someone say floating princess? Folks, if you're anything like me, there's nothing you like more than waking up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday to strut on over to your local theater and enjoy the many consecutive adventures of the floating princess. Thrill and spill as she twirls and unfurls her many outrageous escapades for the children's and the adults alike. Now, folks, if some clod came up to me on the street and said, "Hey, brother, you should check out this thing," I would tell him he was absolutely nuts. So, you don't have to take just my word for my word. Give a listen and a care to these peoples who have their very own opinions about the floating princess.
I was working minimum wage, making no money, and taking care of my baby, and I thought, like, what am I doing with my life, you know? Yeah. And that's when I found out about floating princess. Floating princess got me a career. So get off your couch, and if I can do it, so can you.
My daddy has a puppy dog, and he keeps, I think his butt is itchy, 'cause he keeps rubbing it on the carpet. And I told my dad, I saw this commercial while I was watching
popular children's program,
Bob, and it's for something called the Floating Princess, and I told him you should get some for Poochie. And so he went and he got some, and Poochie still rubs his butt on the floor, but now it smells like flowers.
But it's not just about the women, folk. No sorry, Doogie. There are many men who are also interested in the many escapades and uses of the floating princess. Observe with your ear bones.
When I was in a car accident, the floating princess won me $2.4 million.
The floating princess is honestly the worst product I've ever had the displeasure of consuming. It said right on the neon packaging that once I swallowed it, the giant pterodactyl that kept bothering me would disappear. Not only did it not disappear, but now it's eating all my laundry detergent.
Well, okay, clearly that last guy is not quite right, Nikasaba. But other than that, no one can deny the floating princess and her many magical thingies. Folks, I'm not going to plead. I'm not going to beg. I am merely going to insist that you all race on over to your radio or your local theater or, you know, the grocery store and get yourself a heaping helping of the floating princess.